From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, we talk to Slate legal analyst Dahlia Lithwick about this week's rulings from the U.S. Supreme Court. First, though, a South Korean contractor taken hostage by militants in Iraq is still alive today, according to reports on the Arabic satellite station Al Arabiya. The kidnappers of Kim Sung-il are thought to be linked to Al-Qaeda. They had originally threatened to behead him last night. South Korean television has been broadcasting a video released by the kidnappers that shows Mr. Kim pleading for his life.
I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
The pictures have brought a strong reaction in his home country. Joining us now from Seoul, South Korea, is Barbara Demick of the Los Angeles Times. Barbara, in your article in the LA Times today, you refer to these television images people are seeing there. Tell us about the tone of the reporting there in Korea.
Well, the tone is really sheer horror. People in South Korea are still in a state of shock that something like this could happen to one of their countrymen. It is as though something happened to the hometown boy.
You write that he is a kid from a poor family, but he's done extremely well. He graduated from university only a year ago, but he speaks English, clearly, as we hear in this tape, but also Arabic. I mean, he seems like someone that South Korea would be proud of and feel close to.
Yes, his story is really very tragic. It was quite remarkable that he managed to get himself through two courses of university. He did an English major and then an Arabic major, and he had gone to Iraq basically to earn money to do more schooling. And his family is very proud of him. He's the only son in a family of many girls, and you know, it seems like quite a remarkable figure.
His kidnappers are demanding that South Korea revoke its decision to send more troops to Iraq as part of the international coalition there. Any sign of that?
Well, the South Koreans do seem to be wavering somewhat. The defense minister today, when asked if South Korea intended to go ahead with the troop dispatch, said, well, we'll wait and see. Now, I'm not sure if this reflects a real change in position or if they're simply backing off the hardline rhetoric of saying, no, we won't succumb to terrorists and kidnappers. But certainly the rhetoric from the South Korean government was toned down considerably.
The South Koreans would be the third largest contingent of troops beginning in August, when 3,000 more South Koreans are supposed to arrive. But they've been clear in saying they're not involved in any military activities. They're just doing kind of rebuilding and helping the Iraqis.
Yes, I think that's one of the reasons that Koreans are so upset. There was a lot of opposition to the Iraq War in South Korea from, among others, the new president, Roh Moo-hyun. And during his presidential campaign, he was, you know, quite vocal in his opposition to the Iraq War. Now he has said that they will send troops to Iraq, but only for a humanitarian purpose. I think Koreans think that they're being unfairly punished, and that Kim Sung-il has been, you know, especially unfairly punished by being singled out merely because he's Korean.
Barbara Demick, Los Angeles Times bureau chief in Seoul, thanks for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much.